how you approach it. Yeah. Don't come like, you know, garimoshi, yeah, ati now, umeanza kelele, you know, because again, let's just be real. The Bible talks about a quarrelsome woman that you would rather sleep at the corner of a house, roof, yani ulale kwa roof kwa kona, than ukae kwa nyumba na mama kelele. Imagine the Bible, see mimi. Mm-hmm.
So are there any like pet peeves you've noticed after you moved in with your significant other, mm-hmm, that you are like, I don't know, I'm not sure anymore. Ama,
that's a good one.
See, as we have a safe word.
Yeah.
That, like, mm-hmm. So like us, we say oranges. Okay, mkamba. So.
Oh, okay.
Oranges.
Tundas.
So, kusema oranges, it means everyone put your guard down.
Mm.
As in, because, yes, I might approach you nicely, but how you take it is also something else.
Oh, yeah. Very
so
important,
we realize,
yeah,
sometimes you hear saying, babe, babe, I don't like this, I don't like this. Yeah, ski if you. Yeah, kwa keni, sasa udem, kila sa, ni mimi, ni mimi.
Finally, ukishafanya tradition, ushavuka. Yeah,
tradition. I may notice with chicks, after 25, she can start, he can date you. But under 25, anaonanga nkabado akili ija koma.
Kuna vile, yeah.
And I have a, mi vile najikumbuka enye nilikuwa ubo. Nilikuwa tu jinga, in love.
Mnafuatana.
I didn't realize the gravity of what it means to commit to someone. So I'm glad it ended. It ended. It was a huge lesson that breakup. But I guess it prepared me for now. So there's no
So there's no, because I don't know if your question is about options again. As in, when you meet this one, do you think it could be this one or somebody else? Let me tell you, that's another thing which for me, I also thank God it has never had to be an overlapping situation, you know, because you see the thing about options, and I remember this we learned kitambo like when we were in church and Storia leadership. We had this Pasi when he was leaving our church because he'd been there for so long, like about, I think, was it 7 years or something? So see, to Kilan, you know, leadership through the ones who are there, and us guys were young. When he left, by the way, there's one thing he warned us is, you know, you guys one day you'll be in leadership, and you guys were so close. I don't want, when you get a new Pasi, you're always comparing him to my standards, because you know, by the Tara, nikisema, hey, Tara, by the anakwanga hivi, and Karimi akwanga hivi, you know, you'll always find fault. So there's also that thing of, if it is this person, try and be with this person. If it doesn't work, again, I'm also from the school of thought that says, if there is one, that, you know, you just don't know. You can date this person, it might work. Then there are people who have to kiss frogs, zote ziko kwa maji, yuko kwa mto, and then one day, utaonekaniwa, I mean, it's, what can I say? You know, it's always a risk, because I'm also not here to pretend like I haven't dated that, nilipata tu wangu. No.
So, kuna 2 points me bring up sasa, wacha tu nizi break down mara moja juu pia production team wameniambia time. So one is, you said something about unaweza ishi na mtu alafu find out wa kumbe akwangi venye nilikuwa dhani. So maybe they're like a slob, like, wa sasa huyu hata nilimuonea nini. Alafu there's the other fact of okay, no, let's start with that.
Yeah, don't miss you, I'm confused.
So are there any like pet peeves you've noticed after you moved in with your significant other that you are like, I don't know, I'm not sure anymore. Ama,
that's a good one.
Ama, if you can deal with them, how did you get like past these disagreements? The put down the toilet seat. Unafanga, unachaje? Yeah.
Mimi, acha tu niseme. Mimi, there's a lady who ever told me, I think it was your mom. Choose your battles.
Choose your battles.
You can't be arguing. You know, you can argue. Yeah.
Kutoka wamke kutoka wamke mneza fight about everything,
as in if you want, and trust me, you want, but niyo tu, you ask for grace, and then you save Jesus Christ. Then the other thing her mom told me is, if it's something you can do in less than 3 seconds, just do it. Why do you have to complain about it? And I remember just saying, oh, and that thing, I picked it from all the way when I was living at home.
Yeah.
for a while my mom works in Nyeri, so we lived with my dad solo. Yeah. So I had the experience of living with a man.
Yeah, like basically person. Being a wife.
Yeah, yeah. As in tulifanya. Now, tulikuwa tunashinda tukinag dad. Dad, you know, you've not done this. Dad, you've not done that.
Yeah.
Then you realize, but why am I always, you know, even become angry, an angry woman,
yeah,
and a nagging woman. Mm. Yet it's something you can just do, like, mm, okay, it's not going to stress me to do it, and mm-hmm, it's stressing him to keep
being told.
So you just pick your battles. There are those things, of course, imekuweza unamwambia tu, oh, by the way, you know, when you do this thing, I really don't appreciate it. And that's why I'm saying the baseline of friendship really comes through, because it's hard to also be to correct and be corrected, because you know, it's just not one way. There's also things me I do, you know, and no, nanika, where
whatever,
you're fine, but kwaki na msumbwa that I keep on doing that. So e.g. I move things around, he likes his organization like that, but me na jionea, so itakuwa like, no, me I don't like when you move my things around. Oh, you're like, oh, okay, now I know. And even me I don't like when you do. So having conversations is also very important, and having someone you can have conversations with is just going to help all those nitty gritties. Zitakuwa nyingi.
By the way, it's like cliche amesema niyo, people talk about communication. By the way, you don't understand communication in relationship. Yani, even between you and your mom.
Yeah,
you just think about it. Like, mom, your mom ainge kwa hao, amenuna tu. Then ana throw two tantrums. You know, if she didn't say what the problem is, how will you know? So I like what she said in terms of be able to talk, but there's also something Karimi has said, which is a word by that at a church. Even I don't know too much longer about service. Juzi. The Pasi was talking, and I remember I was just getting overwhelmed, because you see this word grace. Grace, let me tell you guys, what? Google the meaning of grace, and not just grace from oh, you know, it's a person's name. Google grace from the standpoint of, you know, of Christ. You know, us guys are also people who are in church and in our faith, and, you know, we are believers. Yeah. So it helps. This thing called grace that makes you understand that this person can never match up to your standards. So for me, for example, I might be a clean freak. Napita kwa nyumba saa yote, mop najik. Labda if my hubby eats, him, he's eating, he's over here. By the way, my hubby is a very clean and organized man. So si ati nasema kitu, but I'm giving an example. So uko hapo unakula, you know, maybe there are crumbs. As she's saying, you know, there are things, think about it. Sometimes the person you're nagging, maybe they're not able to do it exactly the way you want. And they could be trying, but they could be making their effort, but you're not seeing it because now you've become angry. So where yako tu ni, si unafaa, si unajua, hapa nini, let me tell you, hizo ni vitu. There's also something you said about, you know, when you're 25 and below. I admire the ladies who've gotten married in their younger 20s. Like me, I've always been a serious lady, but kuna vitu zingine hata saa hii. Like I have nieces, yes, tumeleana and everything, but kuna time nilikuwa najiangalia hadi najiambia mimi, yani, me, can I do this? So you can imagine now running a household. You can, because you see, that's also what marriage is basically about. It's running a household, it's, you know, and all that. So I think grace is important. Communication is very important.
It doesn't mean you don't talk about it.
And the approach, and even how you approach it. Don't come like, you know, garimoshi, ati now, umeanza kelele, you know, because again, let's just be real. The Bible talks about a quarrelsome woman that you would rather sleep at the corner of a house, roof, yani ulale kwa roof kwa kona, than ukae kwa nyumba na mama kelele. Imagine the Bible, see mimi. So can you imagine? What does that mean? It means don't be quarrelsome, as in find a way. You, if you're angry, find a way kuteremka. You know, and then ambia mse, ukiingia uache viatu hapa karibu zining'oe meno. Sinifikirie bana.
As we have a safe word. So like us, you say oranges. Okay, ni mkamba.
Tundas.
So, tukisema oranges, it means everyone put your guard down. As in, because, yes, I might approach you nicely, but how you take it is also something else. Oh, yeah. So important, we realize yeah. sometimes you hear saying, babe, I don't like this, I don't like this. Yeah, ski if you're. Yeah, kwake ni, sasa udem, kila sa, ni mimi, ni mimi. So you can realize, maybe even as I say it, as calmly as I'm saying it, is not how it's being received.
Yeah.
So we have to say, okay, all of us, now if you need to say something, you will call out the safe word of the oranges.
Yeah.
Yeah, oranges, that means everyone, even if it affects you, you have to put your guard down.
Yeah.
Even if you get angry, you have to say, you just say, okay, now I'm angry, can we just talk about it later? But it makes a safe space for everyone to share, because it's important to talk.
Yeah.
Communication really runs the relationship. If you don't talk about things, it won't work.
That's deep.
I like that. Even me, I've learned. Imagine. Even me, I've learned that. Yeah. We as me, neza kwa nongia. Mse anaichukulia vibaya. So yeah, safe word. Yeah.
Nice. There's something Karimi said. I don't remember what it was, but leads me to my next point about saving yourself. Did you save yourself for marriage? And what is your take on saving yourself for marriage? Especially in this generation.
Save yourself.
Yeah, please save yourself. I mean, sitaki kusema tumekuwa
ambushed,
but I hope kuna watu wengine tutaki wa watch, but wacha watajua tu. Anyway, no, me, aki, honestly, let me just be real, eh? I don't think I thought about it.
Yeah.
I swear. But there's also a way, you know, please try and maintain your dignity. Kwanza, for us ladies, let me tell you something. I know we can speak from today till next year about how, you know, it's unfair. Me, I should do this because, see, me, I'm equal to men.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. It's important. It's important for people to respect you. For me, I can, when I sit here, I think I'm 100%. I'm at 98% sure that the people updated at least. They know that I respected myself, yeah? So I did things, for example, even when things got tough, I didn't like, you know, try to, you know, look at another guy, ati ni kwapo na text vitu. Yani, we jibebe na heshima zako. Because you see, those things are very important. And the reason I'm saying that is, even before you become a wife or a mom, there are people who look up to you. Us guys right now have, like my nieces, so her cousins who are below eight below 8 years. You can imagine, what am I teaching this girl if myself I can't be what I'm trying to, you know, the standard. So this standard of saying, oh, you know, mommy, you work hard, you're just there at unangoja mse mwenye anafanya 5 figures, sijui 7 figures, say imefika 7 ama ni 8 figures, I don't know. So what are you teaching them? But you know, you can't just teach and you're not walking that walk. So for me, I feel like it's important. The standard I judge myself by the way, is the girl I was when I was younger. Like, when I remember myself very innocent, and before turning a relationship, before I met the cruel world, because the world is cruel, eh? And not just about relationships, as I'm saying, about a lot of things, religion, you know, work. That's the person who I keep going back to and saying, you know, is it, am I doing right by you? And then again, for me, I'm guided by my faith. So my faith teaches me that I'm not perfect, but the Bible also has very high standards of how you need to behave. So even says in umechokozwa, again, I don't know how to take a link here, your church, hapo chini, but again, Sunday, tuliambiwa, lazima uombe umse, hata saa zile mmekosana, we muombe, even if things won't work out, pray for yourself, the bitterness, but pray for this person. You know, it's not easy.
Sure.
We imagine, say, maybe after see bwanako or your boyfriend, beshte yako, maybe ama mtu sijui mnafaitia boy, if that is still something people do, yeah? And then you're supposed to even pray for that person. It's not easy. So with the person you're with in the house, yeah, I mean, so nothing about saving myself. But I think that's an important thing. It's just also how you carry yourself, yeah? Right. These things happen. You know, we live in the times we live in. Wacha tusijifanye. Yeah, so I'm not here to judge. And nisijajiwe.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Would I advise someone to save themselves? Yes. But also, I'm not here to judge anyone. And nasemanga jani zingine ni personal. Mm. Personal. Because mm. if I look back at that girl before, do I regret? No, not really. Mm. Because I singekuwa mimi sahi. Agreed, niliambiwa save myself. Sikatai. Lakini, I also made the decision to have sex with that person. Mm. And it wasn't a bad thing. Actually, to date, I still remember it as a very beautiful experience.
Yeah.
So I'd say exercise caution.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And stay safe.
Yeah, true. Yeah, Aki, by the way, guys, wow, it's important. If you're not ready to be a mom, strap up and make sure the person, like, maugonjwa. Me, I don't know. When you, as you talk also about your generation, sometimes I feel scared because I don't know, is your generation aware? Kuna maugonjwa. You know, kuna wengine, I think, even some of the stories we read about, it's like, that's why I'm saying it's not a representation of everybody. Yeah. But it's scary because like boss jichunge how takufa do you have and done it, you know, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Yeah,
let it be consensual. That's a very important thing because you know, you never want to feel like you are forced into something or someone has lured you or changanyed you. Let it be by your own wits. Don't be drunk. Those things you just have to say. Let it be consensual. I'm talking to both guys
and girls. Chicks. Yeah, like, true.
Both of you have to say yes. Because also guys can be raped by
them. And by the way, even as she says that about consent, don't let it be, once you made the decision, you know, now that's also another story of kurukana and being there. Mm. Like, and I don't want to say it's ladies who act like victims are my guys, but seriously, take care of yourself. Yeah. You see, it's take care of yourself so that you're not in a position, as she's saying. You need to be aware of your circumstance. For example, mtu asi, like rally, you know, rallies or what are they called? Is it my Oktoberfest? I don't know. Things that happen out of town. Wewe unajibeba huko, unaenda na mtu si mzazi wako. You expect them to pay for things. If they decide to pay for a room and that's your ticket, see, utaingia huko. So, and then now after that, it becomes now, you know, kudanganyana, sijui kusema nini. So respect yourself, take care of yourself. Don't just get into a situation and then, because you're a fool. I mean, let's just call a spade. You're a fool for being in that situation. If you know you want to go and have fun, save for yourself. If you don't have money, ka Nairobi. Some of us, events you pita tu tunasikia deck. Oh yeah, oh, kulikuwa na rally. Oh yeah, okay, sawa, you know. It's nice. I mean, anyway, it's nice being the way I am, but it might not work for you. You know, it's okay. Mm. So take care of yourself so that at that point, if something happens, don't come out here and start blaming the person. Mm. Like you're a, and by the way, I usually say, as long as you're over 18, you have every right to do whatever you want, but you have a responsibility to deal with the consequences. If you get pregnant, msia kuruke, my friend, you are there. Sasa, anza kufikiria ka mama ama ufikiria ka baba mtu, you know. But don't start all men are like this, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So, second last point, you guys made it a while now, married. Headed to marriage. How do you keep your romance alive? Kuna you fall in love with your person every day. So marriage is dating over and over and over again over the years. Because uta change over the years, may uta change. So how do you make sure that outa fall out of love na this person? I know you guys are newlyweds, but so far.
Well, we try being intentional with each other. Especially doing things we enjoy. Even if it's he enjoys and I don't, and I enjoy and he doesn't, we are just intentional to be there for each other and be there together. Then in a come true. I don't know. We just try. Actually, by the way, sometimes we think to my fail your front. Yes, kata. So tatupata one day, tatupata kwa hao. Na pala tuende movie. From ke tuende. But it's just that intentionality of keeping your person as your person.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's small things. Doing things you enjoy, drives, una realize when you started you used to go out a lot. Mm. Maybe yes, you're not in that age of going out anymore, but it's still your password. Mm. So you look for something to do. Otherwise, unaweza kuwa housemates.
True. I like that. Intentionality definitely important, and just the making time. Cause you see the other thing, like now in my household, aki us guys are very busy. Like kuna time ingine you start and you know when you're keeping romance alive, you also don't want it to be routine. Like at every time, cause hata sisi tuli try yo. Wow, kuna time tulikuwa hapo tukijidanganya. Tukidate sasa ati wa sasa every Friday unapata Friday ndio kwanza maybe mimi ndio nimeweka hiyo standard ndio tunarukaruka sasa unajua mnaanza kosana vitu hakuna so I think as she saying be intentional so find time if for like a week you've not been together maybe because of work so you're both coming in late ama kuna msi yako out of town or something find time to do some things, you know, even just small things like ata kwenda shopping pamoja. Men may not like shopping, but you see, us ladies, yes, you may go for shopping for a while, and you saw all ladies who are like that, to be very honest. But even just that kuzunguka, you know, you're spending time together, or like menda church after church, mseme ah, ebu tuende tukunywe chai kama tu venye tunarauka kwenda church, or even let's go have lunch, you know, that time. Because you're also putting it off just for that is important. Then, as she said, just figure out things that you can do together. It may not be necessarily things like you know, my husband really loves what is it called? Sports. Like he can watch all sports like tennis, cricket, CG, football, and everything. So for me, sometimes, obviously, I don't want to do that all the time. I mean, me ni Chelsea fan. I don't know where we are, by the way. But, you know, there's a time in my life when I was younger, by the way, in Prima, I used to be a tomboy. I used to watch football, basketball, used to play. But as I've grown older, na sitaki ku blame high school. Nilikuwa all girls school. But sitaki ku blame you, but ili nitoka tu. So now it's just for fun.
Yeah.
So there are times when I'll be like, wow, because he wants to watch. Watch out, kanae to watch. You know, just that company. Then anani explain ya kitu nona na bambika. You know, it just helps. And you keep on again looking, making time for each other. Yeah, because I feel like before you talk about romance, it's make time for each other. Yeah, okay. Relationship is the two of you. So just make time. Yeah.
Beautiful. So the camera is your friend. I want you to look right into its eyes.
Okay.
Or
eye. Yes.
And tell the 20-year-olds of our generation.
Yeah.
One piece of advice. Anything about dating.
I don't know. You know, as I'm saying, I don't know that I have a lot of things to say, but number one, just be yourself. I think be yourself, but don't be like a... You know, you're told in life, be like a river. Unajua... A river is always flowing. So don't be the same person. Like vile ulikuwa behave ukikuwa primary school na utoto ingine, sasa umeingia 20s bado uko na hiyo utoto. Like always grow. There are things about yourself you'll know, you know. You know, so try because as you're preparing yourself and as you're working on yourself, the right people, you just attract the right kind of people. And I say dating is supposed to be fun. As much as I said I'm a serious person when it comes to dating, it's also not the setting standards. It's, you know, dating is also fun, but have your dignity, respect yourself, you know, put yourself in the shoes of this person. Come out to see what a first year. You're not dating your father. You're not dating your uncle. You know, you're not dating, unless it's a sponyo, which now that's a topic for another day. But you're dating somebody whom kuna ye class. Na unajua, seems ya kuna job. So, usianze kusema, mi ndio tuende mahali, lazima utume fare. Unajua mse anafare. Ya anapewa fare, maybe thao ya a week. So, you know, economy is bad. So, yeah, so date, have fun. I mean, take care of yourself, but respect yourself above everything. And... Yeah, kama unataka marriage, because that's also for some people, not for everybody.
Yeah.
Ikifika itafika tu. Thank you.
Mabibi na mabwana.
Mabibi na mabwana. Karibu ni kariri shairi. Yeah.
So, my 20 years
old. Yeah, 20. Yeah.
The 20 year olds.
Oh, yeah. I'll just say... Work on yourself and learn about yourself. This is the time. I know it sounds cliche. it sounds very cliche, but it's what's going to help you as you grow into the woman or man you're becoming. So there's so many things that I know about myself now that gives me confidence to make some decisions or choices, and it's just because I know myself. And it's not an easy journey to know yourself. Sometimes you slip up. It's allowed. Don't be too hard on yourself. But I think take your time to learn about yourself, who you are, what you stand for, because that's going to inform everything going forward, from the people you're going to interact with to your partner, your parents, life in general. It all goes back to who are you, who am I, what do I stand for.
Beautiful. Good.
This has been a beautiful session with Karimi and Mwe. Join us in the next episode. Kama unataka link ya hiyo church, comment down below. Kama ni fan wa Chelsea, dislike.
Sijafanya hivi juu si ni malosers, nimefanya hivi kwa si ni how do you do winners? Winners. Winners. Yeah. Anyway.
Chelsea. Nice having you guys. Hope you enjoyed this session.
Yes, we have.
And catch us in the next session as we play a game with these guys. Yeah. Enjoy. Bye.
That was fun.